particularly verse 20 of Romans 5, but I am going to refer also to another verse, verse 8. But verse 20 says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. How many of you here know Riley? You know Riley. Very good. Well, I think he's a very good boy. Do you? Very good. I'm glad you do. And do you know why I think he's a good boy today? It's because he put the washing out on the line. I thought he was helping Mummy, but I don't think he was. I think he was doing it all by himself. But does that mean that he's not going to be naughty today at all? No. We're all a bit like that. We can be good, and then horrible. 1 minute good, next minute bad. So, I could say to you, you're a good girl. Everybody else would say, no, she's a bad girl. I would mean that sometimes you're nice. They would mean sometimes you're naughty. Who's right? The Bible says that naughtiness trumps everything. If you're naughty, you can't go to heaven because God won't have any naughtiest in heaven. If you're good, you still might not go to heaven because you're not good all the time. So, what our verse says is where sin abounded. I don't expect you've ever done it, but if you had nothing better to do, try and count up each day how often you do something wrong, or say something wrong, or think something wrong. If you're like me, it would be hundreds. Hundreds. I'm always doing something wrong. If you want to get to any secrets of what I do wrong, Vivian will tell you. But I'm always wrong. And I always do wrong. And as God looks at me, he sees that wrong. How much there is. And he says, though there's so much sin, I will give him more forgiveness. That's what grace abounds means. Bunyan had a book called Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. We began the service with Sovereign Grace or Sin Abounding. But what it means is this. If you are a naughty boy or a naughty girl, and somebody came along and said, that's it. You've been naughty once. Won't have anything more to do with you. Oh, that would be such a shame. But God looks at you and he says, well, he or she is a naughty girl, but I will have something to do with them. I will make them better so they can go to heaven. So where there's lots of sin, there can be lots of grace, lots of forgiveness from God. The chapter I've read says all sorts of things, but one of the things it says is there was one person who did something wrong when God said, don't do it. And because of that one person, we've all taken after him and become sinners. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who was the first man? Do you know his name? Sorry? No, it's not. Adam. Can you remember the name? Adam. Adam. That's right. Adam. God said, You mustn't eat of, there's only one thing you mustn't do, and that is you mustn't eat of the tree of life in the middle of the garden. What did he do? You guessed it. He ate of that tree in the middle of the garden. And because of that, he passed on to every one of us his wrong thoughts, his disobedience to God. Not in the same way. We all do different things. But he passed it on. We do copy other children, and if they do things wrong, we copy them. But this is different. We actually do wrong because we're born with it. And it gets worse as we get older. And if we have children, they're born with it. Can't get rid of it. Sin. Disobedience to God. Now, you all know what disobedience is, don't you? Lexi, you ever been told by mum not to do something and you've done it? Can't think of anything? Your mind has gone blank. Dear Polly, have you ever been told not to do something and you've done it? Sometimes. Yes. We're all like that. We don't always want to admit it either. But we are all disobedient. And the Bible says, you see, that just in the same way as sin came into the world because one person was disobedient, forgiveness comes into the world by one person who was obedient to God in absolutely everything. Who am I talking about? Do you know? That's right, it was Jesus. Jesus, one person came into the world whose name was Adam. He sinned, and everybody now sins. Jesus came into the world without any sin. Can you imagine it? Never, ever, ever. Even as a baby, not crying out of temper. I know the difference between a baby who's crying out of temper and one who's crying because they need something. You can tell the difference. Even when children get older, you can tell the difference. Because some cry out of temper, but you never see any tears. But when they really cry because they're upset, you usually see tears. Now, Jesus, by his death, and because he never did anything wrong, God was willing to forgive us our sins. So, God thought, Pastor, all those things he did when he was 5, when he was 7, when he was 9, when he was 11, when he was 13, I'll forgive him. Provided he says that he did do wrong. That's called repentance. But God says, I'll forgive him. And this is why I'll forgive him. The Lord Jesus, my son, came to bear, carry, his sins on the cross at Calvary. And because the Lord Jesus did that, the pastor believes it, I'll forgive him. And he can go to heaven. The other verse I spoke about was verse 8. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I wonder if ever the Lord Jesus would have died for my sins if he'd waited till I stopped sinning. So God thought to himself, well, did he? pastor's sins. All right? When he stops sinning, I'll send the Lord Jesus to forgive him. It wouldn't have happened yet, would it? Wouldn't have happened yet. But while we were yet enemies to God, while we were yet sinners, God sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to forgive us our sins. We believe in him. So even though we are sinners, we may still ask God to forgive us in his love because of Jesus Christ. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's a good thing to remember that Christ didn't wait until we were better and then forgive us. But he forgave us on Calvary. And one day the time came when we believed in him. It's a good thing. God commendeth his love. God says to us, take hold of this love because it's my love. God commendeth his love. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hope you'll remember some of those things. Learning is the art of learning a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, and a little bit in years to come. And I hope that next time you hear that, you'll remember some of what we've learned today and learn a bit more about it. We're going to sing.